Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 326 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now let's get to today's question from Nathan. Here we go.
Hey, Pat. It's Nathan from MinneapolisRunning.com. I have a question for you about finding and fixing broken links. I'm finding that both internal links on my site as well as external links, things that I've linked to, are broken. Not all of them, just, you know, some here and there. And wondering if you know of a quick and or easy way to fix those. I'm finding that some of the stuff that I've linked to maybe from a couple of years ago, other people have changed their URLs, or that stuff's no longer there. And just wondering if there's a way to kind of fix all that without having to go through post by post. Thanks so much. Appreciate your wisdom.
Nathan, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. And first of all, your mic sounds amazing. I'm guessing you have a podcast or just some really great equipment. Whatever it is, thank you for calling in. But it's okay. You don't have to have great equipment to call in and ask a question. Again, you can ask your question over at askpat.com if you have a question. And Nathan, I really appreciate yours because this is something that a lot of people come across, especially those of us have been who've been doing this for a while, because you will link to things and you will link to your own stuff. Those are called internal links. You will link to other people's stuff, and those are called external links. And oftentimes, links change or people's websites go down or they change domain names, and that link that you have on your website isn't going to link anymore. And you might not think that it matters, but it does. It matters for a few reasons. Yes, Google and SEO, if they see a broken link and too many of them, they're going to discount the sort of authority on your site. And that's not going to happen too much, but it does play a small role in that. But in addition to that, it's going to ruin the user experience. If people come across an old post of yours and they want to click on a link to another link that you have on a site or to a link on somebody else's site that may have disappeared, when they click on that and it's not there, even if it's not your own site, it's going to be a bad user experience for them, and you definitely don't want that to happen. Now, you could, like you said, Nathan, go through each post one by one and click on links just to make sure they're still working, and you might want to do that every few months, and that would be crazy because that's a lot of work, especially if you're at the point where you have things breaking, which means you'd probably be blogging for quite a while and linking to things for quite some time. So the best and easiest way to do this is if you have a WordPress setup, which most of you who are in my audience do, which is great, you can install a plugin. It's very simple. It's called Broken Link Checker. Again, that's called Broken Link Checker. It's free. You can just look it up in your WordPress plugin repository. If you go into the back end of your WordPress site, look up plugins, add new, and then you can search for a plugin called Broken Link Checker. And once that's running, it'll check your system however many days you tell it to, and I often have it check every 7 days. You can have it check to see and run through all the links on your website to see if there are any broken links. And then you can set rules for it to do certain things with those links. You can have it fill out a report that gets sent to you, which I would recommend, and it's always kind of nice, but also scary to see that every week I have certain links that are broken. And again, most of them are not my own, but links that other people have, closed down, or other sites that have gone away, or they've changed their domain, or whatever the case may be. It's usually from other sites. So again, this is important because this isn't stuff that you can necessarily control yourself, but You can use this tool to keep track, and then you can have it even automate the process of fixing those links for you. And now there's a lot of different things you can do. The number one way to go about it is just to say, hey, don't make those links anymore. And then those will get rid of all the links on those sites. And those links won't become links anymore. And they'll just become hypertext or just regular text that's not hyperlinked. Sorry. And that's the easiest way to go about it. A lot of times also you'll find that these broken links come in the comment section of blogs because people comment with their own blogs and they might be commenting with certain niche sites or whatever. Yeah, they often die or they're not there anymore or they just quit blogging and their links don't work. And that's where a lot of the broken links come from. And that's an easy way to quickly discount those links and just make them not found by Google and just make them regular words where you don't have to worry about it anymore and people aren't going to be tempted to click on those because they aren't links anymore. There's a lot of other things you can do, but that's basically what you might want to try out. Now, if you do want to fix the links, it's really cool because they give you a little dashboard where you can see all the links that are kind of messed up or not working. And you can change the links to them. So if you do know that maybe that person whose link doesn't work anymore has changed their links or changed their root domain, you can change it manually from there if you'd like. Or if it's probably more useful for your own stuff. If you know you've changed stuff and you find there's a broken link, you can redirect it to exactly where it should go. So you can the links can be edited directly from the plugins page without manually updating each post, which is really cool. You can also just have it set to prevent search engines from following broken links. That's an option. You can make broken links display differently in posts as well. And again, it notifies you when there are broken links, whether you are checking on the dashboard or you can even have it sent to you via email. So that's a quick, nerdy answer, and that's definitely the best way to go. So again, that is a WordPress plugin called Broken Link Checker. There are over 400 plus active installs, and it is updated to the latest version. It was last updated 3 days ago from the time of this recording. So the author of the plugin, Janice Elsts, I don't know how to say it, E-L-S-T-S. But anyway, he's doing a good job keeping it up to date, and it is helping a lot of people out. So again, Broken Link Checker. Nathan, thank you so much for calling in today. I hope that's helpful for you and for everybody else out there. Thank you again for calling in. And as a result of having your question featured here on the show, we're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt. So you'll hear from an assistant of mine very, very soon within the next week or two to get that information to send that to you free of charge. And for those of you listening, if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to Ask Pat and you can ask right there on that page. Thanks to the pipe, not to the pipe, to the speakpipe.com. I'm going a little too fast here. Thanks to the speakpipe.com widget, SpeakPipe allows me to capture these voicemails that allow me to put them in this particular post here or in this audio file. Thanks again for listening in. I look forward to serving you in tomorrow's episode of Ask Pat. But before we finish up, as always, we like to end with a quote. And today's quote is from Tony Sorensen. Change doesn't come in nickel and dimes. It comes in dedication and sweat. Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in tomorrow's episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.